Unit 11. How much money is your life worth? The Ford Pinto model was designed to compete with foreign imports with better gas mileage. The Ford Motor Company rushed the Pinto into production, taking only 25 months to design it. It usually takes 43 months to develop a new car model. At that time, it was thought that even though a car was hit from behind at a speed of 30 miles per hour, it wouldn't cause much damage. However, engineers found a serious design flaw in the Pinto gas tank before its production began. In the tests, they found that when hit from behind by another car at a speed of 30 miles per hour, the gas tank would be crushed and leaking gasoline could then burst into flame. Not only were passengers and the driver in the Pinto likely to burn to death, but also people in the car striking the Pinto were in extreme danger as well. Did they fix the design flaw? No. Company officials decided to go ahead with production, even though the Pinto was a potential death trap. Why would a company knowingly produce an unsafe product? Financial analysts had determined, through statistical analysis, that a certain number of people would be killed and a certain number of people would be injured. For each person killed, it would cost the company $200,000, and for each burn injury, $67,000. They determined that the total, over time, would amount to about $49.5 million. However, if they corrected the design flaw, it would cost $137 million. These analysts determined that the deaths and injuries of hundreds of people were acceptable. They put a dollar value on human life. The CEO of Ford at the time, Lee Iacocca, was fond of saying, "Safety doesn't sell." He gave strict orders that the Pinto was not to weigh more than 2,000 pounds and was not to cost more than $2,000. Because of his specifications, company officials ignored safety features to lower the cost. It took many years and many deaths until the real story came out. In 1978, the Department of Transportation forced the Ford Motor Company to recall 1.5 million Pintos for gas tank safety repairs. The cost for repairing 1.5 million Pintos was much more than they had calculated. Above that, they did not calculate the cost of the suffering and anger of the families of people who had died. Furthermore, they did not calculate the cost to society for the use of fire departments, police, and hospitals. And finally, they did not calculate the cost to the company of the loss of the trust of their customers. They did not seem to care about those hidden costs. Such costs are hidden only to those blinded by greed.